Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. O Muslims, take the initiative and do not let your issue be in your enemy's hands. The negotiations of the first phase of the plan of the American President Donald Trump to stop the war on Gaza began in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt with the attendance of the American envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, the Prime Minister of Qatar, and the heads of Turkish and Egyptian intelligence. It was clear from the plan that it aimed to achieve personal interests for the American president, to present his success in stopping the war on Gaza as part of his file to obtain the Nobel Peace Prize, and to achieve political and economic interests for America as it places the administration of the Strip in the hands of an international committee headed by him, and behind him, the former Prime Minister Tony Blair, knowing that America and Britain are the two biggest enemies of Islam and Muslims, and the protectors of the Jewish entity. It was also clear from Trump's plan that it considered the interests of the Jewish entity, empowering it over the blessed land of Palestine, and preventing any danger that threatens it. Before Trump presented his plan, he chaired a meeting that included Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Indonesia, and Pakistan on the sidelines of the meetings of the United Nations General Assembly. Tuesday, September 23, 2025, describing it as, quote, the most important meeting. Then he presented or imposed on them a 21-point plan, the most prominent of which included the release of all Jewish prisoners held by Hamas, a permanent ceasefire, and the gradual withdrawal of the Jewish army. Trump was explicit in his purpose of gathering them, which was to free Jewish prisoners, as he addressed them saying, quote, that his administration wants to recover 20 hostages and 38 bodies from Gaza. Then he stipulated gradual withdrawal, which is a loaded term to end the withdrawal, and then the Jewish entity remains controlling the permanence of the ceasefire. So, it is not surprising to hear the welcome of the Ruwaybidat, incompetent, ignorant rulers, Muslim rulers, to Trump's plan, and it is not surprising to see each of them waiting for his treacherous turn in this plan. Some of them began their turn in the negotiations of the first phase, as we saw the Prime Minister of Qatar participating in it, as well as the heads of Turkish and Egyptian intelligence. And some are waiting for their turn. Evil indeed is what they do. O Muslims, your cowardly rulers have sold you from the cheapest price and have handed over your issues to your enemies in order to preserve their crooked chairs that are about to fall. Your silence over them makes them persist in their misguidance and their betrayals. They do not feel ashamed before Allah, nor His Messenger, nor you. They have conspired against Palestine, enabled the Jews over it, remained silent over the killing of tens of thousands and the destruction of houses over the heads of their inhabitants in Gaza. Watch the displacement of its people from their homes, and throughout that, they were calling for peace and for the two-state solution, the American project, which achieves the interests of the Jewish entity. The time has come to put an end to the betrayals of these Ruwaybidat rulers, to throw them away like a date seed, and to work with Hizb Tahrir, the pioneer that does not lie to its people, to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, so that your dignity and honor return to you, and you hold the reins of initiative, becoming the active, influential force in supporting your issues and not allowing your enemies to take any charge of your affairs. إِن يَنصُرُكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْذُلُكُمْ فَمَن ذَا الَّذِي يَنصُرُكُمْ مِن بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ If Allah helps you, none can overcome you. But if He forsakes you, who is there that can help you after him? In Allah, then let the believers put their trust. Ali Imran 160, the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.